Today I'm talking to Dr. Chen, a veterinary expert in feline immunodeficiency virus, or FIV. Dr. Chen, what can you tell us about the disease?
Well, FIV is a topic that I tend to discuss quite frequently with my patients. Although lots of people have heard of FIV and know generally that it is a virus that affects cats, there are many misconceptions about the condition, what it means for the cat, and what owners with FIV-positive cats must do. Many people worry about catching FIV from infected cats, which is actually not possible, as the disease cannot be transmitted to humans. Unfortunately, this belief often prevents people from adopting cats who suffer from FIV, as they're concerned about themselves or their children contracting the virus from the cat.
I see. And are there any other things that might confuse people about FIV?
There certainly are. There is another virus that can affect cats that people may be aware of, called feline leukemia, or FLV. FLV significantly reduces a cat's life expectancy and health. Due to the similarity of the two viruses' names, I found that people tend to mix the two viruses up. So when they're told that a cat has FIV, they believe that the cat is extremely ill and will require lengthy and expensive treatment, when in fact the cat should be able to lead a fairly normal life.
I'm sure many owners will be relieved to hear that. So what advice would you give to the owners of FIV-positive cats?
Well, the virus can deplete certain white blood cells, which means that cats with FIV are often more susceptible to catching other infections and will often find it more difficult to recover from these infections. FIV is often compared to AIDS in humans, and the two immunosuppressant viruses are very similar. Those with FIV-positive cats should, by and large, treat their cats the same as any other cats. However, these cats should be kept indoors to lower the risk of infection and to prevent them from spreading the virus. Owners should also pay more attention to the well-being of their cat, and if their pet shows any sign of illness, they should be taken to the vet at the earliest opportunity.